Great content, rich, positive music from the Ashanti Kingdom through the internet at www.spiritfmonline.com to all parts of Africa, Europe, Asia, Antarctica, Middle East, and the Americas. Spirit FM, positive soul music.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. 60 minutes of news, prophecies, music, and the Word every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Get revived, inspired, motivated, and warned about the times you're living in. Prophecies of old are unfolding right before our eyes every day. Verses in the Bible are today's headline news. Don't be ignorant, but be an informed believer. Join Brother Eben for the next 60 minutes and be blessed. Get this edition and others from spiritissues.info.
We'll be going home.
Good evening, all listeners. Thank you for tuning in. This is Eben. I'll be with you from now till 9 p.m. And we thank God for another day, another weekend. So fast. The year is virtually over. I mean, I remember January as if just yesterday, and that's how far the Lord has brought us. We have to be grateful for the gift of life. All right, we've been on this 2-week series so far. 2 weeks, last week and last 2 weeks. I had Lady Pastor Henrietta joining me, and tonight she'll be coming. We've been discussing our children, praying for our children, and being watchful and all that. Indeed, we are not in ordinary times. You know, the devil has been very busy and active in these days, because we are living in a generation that is exposed to so many things that previous generations did not, witness. We are seeing things previous generations didn't see. Look at our school system. Look at the things happening in our schools. Today I was shocked that I saw a video, is it Kade SHS or something, in which the video was students beating a teacher who caught a student, a final year student, in a classroom with a girl and confronted them and talked about it. And so after they finished the exams, they located the teacher's house. And in the night when he was going home, they accosted him and were beating him. It was recorded. So 7 boys, and you know, to have students beating a teacher for the fact that he reprimanded them or reprimanded one during school time and all that. This is the generation we are in. So many things happening. So we've been learning some things. We'll be going through this evening as well. She has joined, and we thank God for that. Quickly, there's, you know, I want to make time for this series, so I'm not really going through the news, but a few concerns, I'll just talk about them and then we delve straight into this evening's discussion itself. You know, some years back I started talking about the fact that there's an attack on Christmas, and you know, the devil has been playing this game for close to 20 years now. Growing up as a child, much younger then, all we knew was Christmas, Merry Christmas, whatever. But then, about 20 years ago, gradually we started seeing Merry Xmas. And I kept saying, I've said it a number of times on this program, that the agenda is to take Christ out of the season. So X, replace Christ with X. You know, how difficult is it to mention Christ? So Christmas, whatever. That we are so fixated that, let's make it short, X. What is the meaning of the X? What is the meaning of X? If you take X Christ out, and you make it, replace it with X, the meaning is not the same. Where X is, it, we are doing mass, where X equals, what is X mass? Stand X standing for what? But you see, this is how gullible this generation has become, that they pushed the Antichrist agenda, has been pushed. The globalists, they've been pushing this, the liberal media, the liberal entertainment industry, they've pushed it. And then, happy holidays, happy holidays. So it's like, they are doing the Christ mass, not cry, not everything is off. So holidays, happy holidays, happy holidays. You see, so they've been taking Christ, pushing Christ out. Then under campaign started, Christmas is a pagan religion, a pagan celebration. So we shouldn't even bother about it. You see, if we are talking about Christmas, and even we are going to talk about the birth of Christ, is Christ not still being glorified? Is Christ not still being mentioned? Is Christ not still being talked about? But you see, there was an agenda to push Christ out completely. So even, Christmas, even Christians should not even celebrate it at all. Don't even bother talk about Christmas at all. This is a subtle way of pushing Christ out of the whole thing. Now, this year, I've seen a number of reports in some European cities where Christmas markets, where it's like an annual thing, Christmas markets, and all. Some, one that I saw, one report, GN News, is it GB News or GN, UK, they went to one market in London, and the patrons or the shop people, attendants, whatever, I said that they are not even permitted to talk about, mention Christmas Day. And it's like, London? come on. So it was a news item because it's off. A Christian founded, a country like England, founded on Christianity, the principles, the Church of England, the Constitution, everything. You see, so when you now have a mayor who is a Muslim, and is doing everything to push Christianity aside. Now, the reality, you can see there's an attack on Christianity. There's an attack on Christmas. Anything that has a tag of Christianity assigned to it, there's an attack in one way or the other. So Christians should be very alert about these things. Christmas season is here. Why should a Christian say Xmas? Are you shy of mentioning Christ that you say Xmas, Merry Xmas? Let's be proud about the Christ that we believe in and we profess. If you're a Christian, be bold to say Christmas. Nothing like Happy Holidays. Nothing like Merry Xmas. It's not Xmas. It's Christmas. So we should not allow these people to influence us and push us to the point where we are pushing even our fundamental beliefs of Christ out. The little opportunities that we have to proclaim Christ even to the unsaved world, they are silencing the church. And the church is also falling for it, largely by ignorance. So they set a trap, and the church fell in without seeing that this is a trap that is meant eventually to cause you to stop mentioning even Christ openly. See, because when you have places where you have nativity scenes, so the birth, Joseph, Mary, and all, this is Bible being spoken about. But even this is under attack. I saw one news today, some people, went to destroy it in one city in Europe, the nativity scene, because, you see, to them, it's an affront to them. They are just attacking, You see, so Christians, we should understand the times we are in. And we should know what we believe in. We should not allow the secular system to deceive us into following blind traditions, Xmas, happy holidays. No. Let's be bold and proclaim what we believe in. And I think it's very important we understand the times we are in. Okay. All right. Someone sent me, says, "Brother, good evening. Okay, I work in a public basic school. The children are not serious with their studies at all. I engaged 3 of the JHS students after an exam, and they were bold to tell me that they will get a poor in the BEC. Oh yeah, that, I mean, this you see, when I see the discussion in the media and all that, the saddest part is parenting is not being mentioned. I mean, I keep hearing these discussions and all, and largely you hear nothing about parenting. Waik is being blamed, GES is being blamed, the headmasters are being blamed, teachers are being blamed, students are being blamed, social media are being blamed, internet being blamed, all other factors are being talked about. But the biggest culprit, I think, and I believe, is the parents. Everything starts from the home. Everything starts from the home. And you see, when we set this tone of children, you have parents who even go and buy the apple for their children. Parents who would go to the any extent to ensure that their children will pass by hook or crook, whichever way, they don't care. How do you expect the children to learn? How do you expect the children to be serious? Because at the end of the day, when they know their father is going to buy apple, then why should they waste time and learn? And some of them say it boldly. I mean, this is the reality. This is the reality, and it's very unfortunate, this generation. But you see, the listeners of this program, and the reason why we are discussing this is to the fact that in as much as you have the general poisonous system, let me put it that way, we should be able to bring up our children in the fear of God. We should be able to bring up children who are not the same as the masses. If the masses are not fearing God, they are not. But our children should not be the type that are also following the masses. It's very important we get them knowing what is good and what is right. And largely, a lot of these things is based on ignorance. People are not aware of some of the consequences and all that. You know, he says, in fact, the school collects monies from the students to get their poor for them. Oh yes, I know a Christian school, a so-called Christian school, and the headmaster goes out to get a poor, and the teacher there, who is a friend, tells me that he refrains from getting engaged in this apple thing during the exams, and he is rather seen as he is the odd one out, and the headmaster is a pastor, and oh, this generation, we have a problem. Hey, you know, this is how the world has gone. I mean, virtually sank so low, so low, so low, so low. All right, so anyway, Lady Pastor Hetty, your full name I've forgotten again, oh, pardon me. So, good evening. Yeah. Okay, today you do the introduction for us about yourself, and then we start from there.
That's okay. So, thank you very much. My name is Lady Pastor.
Okay. So, my name
is Lady Pastor. It's
Hadumin Cancer. All right. And I'm here as a founder of the Parent Child Connect community.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say good evening to every parent listening. All the things you are saying, it's amazing. And this evening, to our listeners, I want to start with a statement that may make most of us uncomfortable. But I believe by the grace of God, it will free us if we listen with humility. With regards to everything that's happening, I'm glad you said most times most of these radio stations have taken the core, the key thing out, because it looks like it's not really important, which is a parenting aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And by the grace of God, that's what God has called me into. Love alone does not raise successful children.
Mm-hmm.
Love is powerful, love is necessary, love is biblical, but love without structure produces confusion. Love without systems produces frustration, and love without intentional training produces regrets. So in the past two episodes we've had, the one live here and the one on the phone call, we talked about praying for our children and how WAEC results reveal what happens at home, not just in school. And so tonight we'll go deeper. So we ask the question parents everywhere are free to ask. If I love my child so much, why is my home still struggling? Please, to every parent listening to me, with everything going on around the world, kindly take note. Stay with me, because tonight is not about blame. It's about clarity, it's about courage, it's about change. Our first episode, we reminded parents that parenting is spiritual work. Children need covering, guidance, prayer, and then presence. And silence at home creates vulnerability in children. In our second episode on the phone, we faced the WAEC realities, which we are, I mean, it's still kind of trending with all the other general news in town. But this is one thing I want parents to understand. You can. Forgive me. Please let me take water.
Okay. Yeah, so while she does that, you know, there's, before you continue, last week I wanted to say something, so let me say it before I forget. And, you know, there's the element of, as part of the prayer, there are some two key prayers that we should, I mean, let's finish this slot. So, like, pause yours.
Let me pause.
And then let's quickly finish this, and then you continue from there.
That's fine.
It was last 2 weeks that the Holy Spirit...
We started a prayer series.
Yeah, but this particular aspect, the Holy Spirit prompted me, that was before last week, somewhere Thursday.
Great.
About. You know, it has to do with praying for their friends.
It's key.
Their friends.
We can go back there, spend some time there, and then come back again. Yeah. It is very, very important. It is, please.
Just a quick one there.
Yes, please do.
For instance, I remember watching or listening to a lady who was sharing how, a young lady, I mean, so SS to early university age something, and how she was, you know, clearly this lady, you can know, is demonic. I mean, possessed. I mean, to the point where people she proposes to cannot resist. Unless you are spiritually strong.
Wow.
You can't resist her. And we have this people in our schools.
We do.
So
on the streets, everywhere.
If this your child is in school with such a person and there's no strong spiritual backup in terms of prayer from the parents and all these, spiritually the child is not strong and all that, clearly your child is exposed to any harm these people, unless they don't come. But if they decide to approach your child is a victim. If there's no prayer
covering,
and the spiritually parents are also not serious and all that, then your child is exposed. So the influence of these evil agents who have been placed in schools, they are there in schools influencing negatively people. See, it just takes somebody to suggest something for your child to learn something.
To learn.
Oh, have you heard of this game? Have you heard of this website? Have you heard of... Then that is it. Just before one... You know it, just yeah. Have you heard of... Just that phrase, that one short phrase, have you heard of... It introduces your child to something which
you never thought
you have never dreamt your child would have been involved in. Have you heard of this? Oh, let me show you. Oh, I have it on my phone. Let me show you. I have it on the pen drive. Let me give it to you. This is... So we really have to pray against those satanic agents, because they are the ones who are sowing the evil seeds. So once you are busy grooming your child, training your child in the fear of God and all that, one evil agent can just come and sow this evil seed and scatters all the good work you've done.
The amazing thing is... prayer works.
Oh, yes.
Prayer works. And so, I mean, like, just as you are saying, as as you are sowing and you are, I mean, fortifying it with the prayers, definitely they are going to meet.
Yeah.
The other time, mm-hmm. we spoke about how our children,
yeah.
I mean, are fighting warfares at the speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
And you've mentioned it all right now. The person might just, I mean, they can just chance on anybody,
yeah.
especially in school. And before you know it, that's why the atmosphere, as parents, we need to create a certain atmosphere around our children.
Children, yeah.
And the atmosphere works at home.
Mm-hmm.
If you fail to be the gatekeeper at home,
yeah.
and fortify the child at home, the child leaves the house, but the child becomes very vulnerable.
Vulnerable, yeah.
And so the child goes anywhere, and because the atmosphere around the child is not strong enough, there's this thing when we are teaching children about naming your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to, there's a part where we tell children that in emotional intelligence, we tell you that, listen, everybody has a bubble. Mm-hmm. Take it that everybody has is in a bubble. It has a bubble around them.
Yeah.
And so your boundary, you should respect your boundary,
yeah.
and respect everybody and somebody's boundary. If you yeah. go beyond your boundary, you might bust the person's bubble. That's
yeah.
one of the explanations you give to children to understand this bit about emotional intelligence. And so when it comes to praying for the people that influence, and most times it is their peers,
yes,
those around them,
yeah,
who influence them to the core. And so probably like you are saying, we can take some time to pray if it's okay.
Oh yeah, we are giving parents the heads up and the guidelines, and then just an add-on to it.
Yes, please.
Is regarding the same prayer, yes, along please. This prayer too, is to the fact that, you know, I remember there was this man, this was about 10 to 12 years ago or something, that I listened to him. He was a former occultist and all that. Now he was a pastor and he was sharing his testimony. And there's one thing I will never forget about what he said. When it was a father who introduced him into the
own father.
Occultism, yes.
Okay.
And the father was a high ranking whatever.
In the
court. He was that deep into it to the point where when he, as a child, as young as 7, was going to school. Before going to school, he drinks, gives him a cup of blood to drink before he goes to school.
Every time.
Every day.
Every day.
So, you see, he was talking about the fact that Christians don't understand what we have.
That is intentionality.
Yes, the power that we have. Because, you see, they are doing this.
With intentionality. So the parents attaches that level of... Sadly, we don't.
So imagine...
Your child meeting such a child.
A child who has drank a cup of blood
Thank
before
you.
Coming to school.
And you
and this
child.
Is your mate, your classmate. You, even the yeah. Lord's Prayer, you've not said it. And you are sitting in class with this.
Show us mercy, Lord.
This is the seriousness of the world we are in now. The evil, the level of evil that we are surrounded by.
Mm.
You see, so it just means that we cannot sleep on the job as parents.
That is a very good one, Brother Eben.
We cannot
sleep
There's
on
no
the
room.
Job.
There is no room for sleep now as parents, because
very scripture.
The evil out there.
We are the custodians, and God will ask us.
It's serious. So I just brought in these two scenarios because if you listen to any of those people who they've converted, they've repented, they've stopped their lifestyle, the lesbians, the gays, all of them. It's always somebody who introduced them.
Somebody.
There's always somebody.
A human being.
You see, so
backed by a certain spirit.
They are in schools. They are coaching people, they are approaching people, they are guiding, they are financing, they are in schools. And you see, you think it's at the SS level and all, but it's coming to the lower levels.
It's already at the basic school. It's already at the primary. It's already there.
This is the severity of the issue we are dealing with. So
yeah.
this is just to let parents understand the seriousness of what we are talking about.
Yeah.
That if we think, it's all is well type of thing, we are deceiving ourselves. All is not well. Just that we have the opportunity as parents Christian parents in this case, we have the authority, we have the know-how, we have the all the that is available to us at our disposal to be able to secure our families.
Yes.
So you can proceed from there. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, shortly with what you've said, before I go on with what I was led to bring this evening, I think there's some key. Last 2 weeks, we spoke about what prayer does for our children, and some key areas we parents should pray about.
Yeah.
And I mean, we mentioned that prayer forms a shield around their minds. So parents, if you are listening to us, that few minutes of opening up to God. We use a Canaanite woman who asked for mercy. That few minutes of praying for our children's minds within. So somebody wakes up in the morning and tells the child, come and drink this blood before you go to school. Does it consistently because they believe in a certain supreme being or a certain power.
Yeah.
We have the I am that I am. We have the one who is, who was, and is to come, the Almighty, the creator of all. Let's call on him for our children. The prayer builds a hedge of protection, according to Job chapter 1, verse 10. The prayer aligns your child's destiny in Psalm 32, verse 8. It opens paths where they are blocked. And the prayer shapes their destiny. So talking about fortifying or protecting our children against influence, maybe we can just take some few minutes before we go into the other teaching on how we can be intentional parents to make these declarations. Parents can write it down, and then we take it from there. So in the spirit of prayer, with the presence of God with us, with the grace of God with us, with the power of God with us, we are first prayer this evening as we are praying to break anything targeting our children's destiny. In the name of Jesus, according to Exodus chapter 1, verse 2. Now, let's make this declaration. If you are parents and you are listening to us, please repeat this after us. Father, every Pharaoh-like attack,
every Pharaoh-like attack,
sent to destroy my child's destiny,
sent to destroy my child's destiny,
break by fire,
break by fire,
every cycle of early confusion
of identity crisis
of oppression I scatter now in the name of Jesus. Now declare, my child survives every Pharaoh attack. Now we are coming to pray for their sound mind, for their emotional stability, according to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. Please, parents, declare after me, I destroy every spirit of emotional turmoil.
I destroy every spirit of emotional turmoil.
Every spirit of anxiety.
Every spirit of anxiety.
Every spirit of depression.
Every spirit of depression.
Confusion.
Confusion.
Or low self-esteem.
Low self-esteem.
Sent against my child.
Sent against my child.
Sent or targeting my child at this moment.
Sent or targeting my child this
my
moment.
My child carries a sound mind in the name of Jesus.
My child carries a sound mind in the name of
Parents,
Jesus.
Parents, if you are listening, you can just put your, where there's child, just put your children's name there. Put their names there. Now declare, my children's mind is stable.
My children's mind is stable.
Their peace is restored.
Their peace is restored.
The grace of God is upon them.
The grace of God is upon them.
Now, we are coming to do this one thing. According to Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 28. Let's do this. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Like the Canaanite mother.
Like the Canaanite mother.
I cry out. Have mercy.
Have mercy.
Any invisible torments
affecting
affecting
my children.
Break now in the name of Jesus.
Break now in the name of
anything
Jesus. Anything
that doctors teachers in their schools
tutors in their schools
systems
cannot explain
concerning my children's academics,
concerning my children's life.
Let your power fix it tonight in the name of Jesus.
Whatever held my children before cannot hold them again.
Now let's pray for purpose perfection for our children according to Psalm 198 verse 8. Let's declare together. Say, Father,
what you started in my child, O Lord, O Lord,
perfect it.
No destiny in my home will be cut short.
No purpose.
Will be aborted.
No calling.
Will be buried.
My child's story will end in glory. Now I want us to create this atmosphere in our homes according to Psalm 133 verse 1. Parents, we are coming to create this atmosphere. Let's declare this together in the name of Jesus. Say, every spirit of division, every spirit of rebellion, every spirit of anger, every spirit of coldness, or every spirit of emotional distance.
In my house, out by fire.
I restore unity.
I restore peace and the love of God in my home.
The atmosphere my children carry to school belongs to Jesus.
They carry the God kind of atmosphere.
They are surrounded by a hedge of fire in the name of Jesus. Now our last prayer declaration according to Daniel chapter 1 verse 20. O Lord, make my child 10 times wiser. Wherever my children enter, Lord. Let the spirit of excellence upon the Hebrew children fall on them.
Let the spirit of excellence that was on the Hebrew children fall on them.
Sharpen their memory, Lord.
Strengthen their learning ability, Lord.
Give them favor in school.
And among their peers.
Mention your child's name. My child. Will stand before kings. In the name of Jesus. Thank you that our prayers have been sealed with the blood, and we will come out with testimonies in Jesus' name. Amen.
I believe some people would request for it by all means. Yes, it's recorded, but you can, if you have it written, you can send it WhatsApp to me.
That's fine.
I'll send to my broadcast list.
That's
those
fine.
Who
that,
would
that
need
is okay.
It.
I'll do that for them.
Yeah.
We bless God. So, I mean, to just come in a bit with what we were going to discuss today, the episode we are starting today. I mean, as we are praying, we are also looking at ways to become intentional parents at home.
Watch and pray.
Thank you. As we are praying, your eyes are open.
Oh, yes.
Because, I mean, things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And if all you do is go and stay in the corner, pray, your child will not understand. You have to add systems to it.
Yeah.
So, one of the things I want us to take away today is, parents, please hear this truth. The truth most parents never hear is children don't rise it to motivation. If prayer awakens the heart and training corrects behavior, then systems are what sustains success. And this evening, I'm just going to talk about one or two systems. I have about five of them, but I'll release one or two because of our time. Systems we can choose at home to help our children, their academics. Children don't rise to motivation. They fall to the level of their systems. Motivation is emotional. Systems are structural. Now, let me give this practical example. Motivation says, Kofi, try harder. Kofi, you can do it. That is motivation. But now, this is a system. System says, here's how life works in this home. So you lay down the system. Now, you can have two children in the same school, same class, same teacher, same syllabus, but they produce different outcomes. Mm-hmm. The difference is really intelligence. The difference is what happens daily at home.
Yeah.
Most of these children, the difference is what happens most times. Mm-hmm. We have some, rare situations where the mother can do one or two, but still not. There's a discussion for another day.
Yeah.
But there are five invisible systems that shape a child's future. And I'll just take us through, what time will permit us to share. So system number one, parents, the system of routine. The system of routine. Now, children don't become disciplined by lectures. Now, please hear this. Write it down. We are coming to create routines. They become disciplined by rhythm. Now, I want you to, if you are listening to me, ask yourself, what time does my child sleep? Number one, what time do they wake up? Number two. Number three, is study time predictable or chaotic? Number four, are phones controlled or non-negotiable? When your child closes from school, mm-hmm. is there a routine?
Yeah, what is he doing or she doing?
Upon be fear, why your routine be here? When you be drew either straight to bath or straight to do your homework. You eat supper, you go and bath, you go and sleep. Or there's a house chore, that house that is if the child comes home early, or you have the child that's work at home. Mm-hmm. You should have a routine, a plan.
Yeah.
But if the children come home and then you are with them and you are shouting, hey, have you done your homework at 9:30? You're asking every time, everything is chaos. Everything is chaotic at home. So system number one is set a routine. A home without routine trains children to depend on agency instead of discipline. So, they wake up in the morning, mm-hmm. rushing to go to school, and the child says, "Mommy, I've not done my homework.
I forgot.
Now in the car, they are now writing. So that is where we come to. Please, I want us to get this. I'm not waiting for our children to go to the secondary school. So parents, listen carefully. WAEC doesn't reward last minute effort. It rewards long-term rhythm. So what started at primary 4, primary 1, primary 2, due to the GHS, yeah. that is what we will see our children during the secondary school.
Yeah.
So intentional parents don't shout about time. They structure the time. So parents, let's have a routine. Now the system number 2 is a system of voice. And this is very important because, most times there was a scripture I read where God said, you will hear a voice behind you telling you,
walk.
Go this way, walk that way,
yeah.
do this or do that. And then I used to ponder over it. Then I realized that my sheep hear my voice. They know my name and they follow me. Now, parents, listen. Every child carries an inner voice. That voice is formed by one, what parents say repeatedly. Mm-hmm. Two, how correction is given. Three, what is praised. Four, what is mocked. And five, what is ignored. So they will eventually stop hearing your voice when all you do is shout. All you do is shame the child.
Yeah.
Instead of talking to the problem. You're a very bad boy, you're a very naughty boy. Talk to the error. This thing you did is bad, not the child,
yeah.
but the mistake. So eventually the child will stop hearing your voice. All they hear is echo. So parents, this evening, I want us to ask ourselves, does my child's inner voice sound confident or defeated? How you talk to them, it creates a certain voice. Mm-hmm. Mommy is always saying, "Me ya kra boni." And I'll give a very practical example of one of the children in my school. This boy, one day, I called him. I was in their classes in a preschool, upper kindergarten, and I said, Franklin, you're a very good boy. You become a pilot. And you take me to London. He waited. In fact, he fights with everybody in school. And so at that moment, he had fought with somebody. And so when I called him, I just decided, this is what I spoke to him. He was expecting to be
rebuked
or disciplined. I said, Franklin, you're a great boy. You're going to become a pilot. And you take me to London. And then I used the word, you're a good boy. He kept quiet, waited for me to finish talking. And then he said, LP, I'm not a good boy. Mm-mm. I will not become a pilot.
Wow.
I'll drive a tro-tro.
Oh.
And I'll not take you to London. I'll take you to Bibiani.
Hey! class.
Kappa kindergarten, KG2. I was shocked.
This is serious.
I'm telling you, Brother Eben, I was shocked. I was like, Franklin, what are you saying? Franklin, you're a good... I was shocked. I was sick. I said, Franklin, you're a good boy. He said, no, I'm not a good boy. I can't be a good boy.
Hey.
And I said, Franklin. So at that moment,
you were confused.
I was confused, Brother Eben. And we have, our security man is an old Navy person. He calls himself, he's Seaman.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, Franklin, go and sit with Mr. Gadiko. Because this one, I can't take it. I don't know what to do. So as when he left, I kept praying. I was like, God, this is not. So it was lunchtime. And just about when I asked me to go, it was lunchtime. So most of the children had gone for their lunch. And they were like, Franklin, go for their lunch. He said, no, LP says as you say. So I asked them to call him back. And I said, Franklin, listen to me. You're a very good boy. I said it again. So tell yourself, say, I'm a good boy. Franklin said, LP, I'm not a good boy because my brother says I'm a bad boy. My brother says I'm a bad boy. And I'm going to be a bad boy.
Whoa.
And my father is a Bibiani, and that is where I'll be taking you. I won't take you to London. So the key thing is my brother says.
He has accepted it. It's now embedded.
It is in him. And that is what I'm talking about this evening. Mm-hmm. What voice does your child hear?
And the brother, how old is the brother?
The brother is older than him.
Yeah, but like how?
Oh, he'll be in his 20s. Early,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
So I had to have at that moment, I called, I said, Franklin, listen to me. You're a good person. I called all his classmates. They were all shocked. So I called all of them. I said, each one of you, tell Franklin, Franklin, I'm a good boy. Franklin, repeat what your friends are saying. They all did it in tens. And then I told him to look at me and said, listen to me. You're a great boy. And you're going to be a great boy. He started crying. I said, yes, you're going to be a great boy. And he said it. So later I met with the mother. And then, we had a conversation. And then things came down. Now, Franklin is a great boy. He is. So, parents, does your child's inner voice sound confident or defeated? Number one. Does your child's inner voice sound encouraging or condemning?
Mm-hmm.
Like Franklin. And because he felt condemned, he lived his life with that voice that I'm a bad boy.
And this is where in the US, for instance, those who do the school shootings, they form this perception in them, this mindset, like Franklin said, I'm a bad boy. I'm going to be a bad boy. So
that's me. That's who I am.
They keep repeating it to the point where now it becomes demonic.
Thank you.
And then
so
now
the spirit
backs
it.
Yes.
And they live with it. They walk with it. So parents, I'm encouraging all of us to be very, very, because we are trying to create the atmosphere around our children. If the child is confident and goes out, let the demon face them with, oh, watch this. That confidence, that atmosphere you have created with your voice, that voice.
Oh, mommy says this is bad. Mommy
thank
says
you very
I
much.
Shouldn't do this.
Thank you very much. So, homes that speak life raise children who attempt hard things. Homes that speak shame raise children who play safe and then fail silently. So your mother is always condemning you, so they meet a friend who says, oh, this one, if you don't want to, especially if that child is popular and everybody wants to be their friend, the child approaches them, they're like, and the child, oh, what's this? Because where they need that confidence, that voice telling them, they fall into the trap.
Yeah.
So that's system number two, because by the grace of God, there's a bit more time. I'll talk about system number three, which is a system of boundaries. The system of boundaries. And here's a shocking truth, Brother Eben. Children with no boundaries are more anxious, not more free.
Mm-hmm.
Children with more boundaries. Boundaries tell the child, you are safe here. I want you to understand what boundaries does. Then what tells a child when you create boundaries at home? Then I'll let you know what you are doing that makes that mm-hmm. gives a child that takes boundary out of the child's way. Boundary tells the child you are safe here. Boundaries tells the child someone is in charge. Mm-hmm. My mother is in charge. My father is in charge. My parents is in charge. Boundaries, Christ is in charge overall. In charge.
Yeah.
Number three, boundaries tell the child you don't have to figure out life alone. So the child doesn't meet friends and then they tell her or him things and then it's like, okay, should I do this? Should I do that? The child is confused. The first person they run to, let me go to my parents.
Yeah.
Because, daddy, mommy, when I went to school, this person spoke about this. Then, because your voice is always speaking to them positively, they trust that when they come to you, mm-hmm. they are safe. Unlimited. So now, what is the things we do that shows that we are giving the children freedom? Unlimited screen time, late nights, unrestricted access to things. These don't signal love.
Yeah.
You get up, you buy all the tablets. Oh, Netflix, I've paid for it. Mm-hmm. You know, it says I'm time. So it's my coach on Netflix, you know. I've paid for the internet.
Mm-hmm.
They don't show love.
Yeah, rather harming them.
Thank you very much. They signal absence of leadership on our part as parents, if that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
There's no leadership. Oh, my child asked for this, let me do it. Oh, I don't want disturbance. And one of the key things I do, Brother Eben, my church, if you're a child, we've gone for weekday service or normal service, and we are praying, we are praising, and then the parents will give the phone to the child whilst they are praying. Then don't see me there. Because if I'm sitting there, and they know, so the moment it's prayers and so of mommy is there, every child, because me, I'm children's, let me say, safe pastor or children's ministry, mm-hmm. and I prefer being with the children, they put their phone, they put their tablet on me.
Yeah.
So parents, let's create that for our children. Strong boundaries don't restrict destiny, they protect it.
No, pause yeah. there. This week I saw a neighbor of mine, taking the child to school, driving, and the child is, this girl is seated at the back seat, holding a phone.
Jesus.
And the father is driving. And I looked at the scene, I felt so sad. And, you know, I go out for morning walk every time.
Yeah, yeah.
When I got home, so I told my wife that, hey, this world, so what at all are some parents doing to their children?
Mm-hmm.
You are taking your child to school in the morning.
A beautiful time to have
the
conversations.
The child is holding a phone.
Yeah.
And it's like, so there's no connection.
There's no connection. Emotional absence. That's it.
Oh, no.
Emotional absence. So what is on the screen is what is talking to the child.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a time, one of the random tips I shared at that time, when you're waiting for the bus or you're taking your child to the school, it's a beautiful time to have great conversations with your children,
mm-hmm.
to learn a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm happy you brought this one up. So to every parent hearing, listening to us, when you're driving your children to school, you're waiting for the bus, that's a very nice time to learn something new with your child,
mm-hmm.
or to discuss something.
Mm-hmm.
One funny thing. Yesterday, Haven Christ Christian School, we had a carols with the family, and we had this parents competition where we randomly selected parents, and I mean, with the games, one of the game they played is how well you know your child.
Hey, I remember.
Oh my God!
Their fathers will be exposed.
I'm telling you, because we knew the fathers would be exposed, we intentionally gave that pass to the mothers. Anything that's brother, but you should have been there. So we secretly asked the children. Let me use three questions.
Mm-hmm.
The parents don't know the questions.
Oh, okay.
The children answered the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Then we came to the parents to ask those same questions. And then that is where. So I think I'll just share those questions with the parents. So just simple. We asked them, number one, who is your best friend?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, what's your favorite color? Number three, what do you desire to be when you grow up? And these are, there are lots of different questions I will probably share with you so that you share with your broadcast. And so the children answered, we went to the mother, one of the mothers, she was like, who's your best friend? Like, yeah, best friend. Hey. I'm a best friend. So at that point I was like, one of the very important things talking about influence is the person your child calls your best friend. Let your child's best friend become your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know your child's best friend. Get to know their interests. Get to know what influences them. Because if you don't get to know that influence will come and influence your child.
It's a circle, yeah.
And so it was really an eye-opening time for the parents. And so parents, I mean, shortly, if you're hearing me, that's a bonus one. Get to know your children's friends. All right, so I'll share this last system. Okay, the fourth one, the system of modeling.
Yeah.
Model the behavior you want your children to see.
Mm-hmm.
I said in the beginning that children hardly, they lectures don't work for children.
They are visual. What they see.
Thank you. I mean, most times when it comes to not raw parents and in academics, we have different types of learners. But parents, they are watching you. If you pray, your child will pray.
Mm-hmm.
If you shout, talk to people. I was sharing with a group the other time that, I mean, for a while, some time back, I used to shout at my son at the least error, shout at my daughter at the least error. Out of my frustration, I was always pouring out my frustration on them. And so there was a shift when I noticed that now my son will shout at his sisters at the least error.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, Brother. And so there was one night I shook to the core when he tried correcting his sister and how he shouted and almost hit him. I was like, God,
mother and son.
This is me and my son. This is a very long time ago. Immediately, I said a prayer. And so, parents, listen to me. Children copy before they obey. They watch how you manage stress. You come back from work, you are tired, they are talking to you. Oh, can you just leave me? I'm tired. They are watching you, don't repeat it.
Yeah.
They watch how you read or do not read. So a lot of our children can't read because we, the parents, we don't read. Now, I said other time that you don't have to know how to read. Even if you don't know how to read, just pick the book and sit there. And then be glancing through. Mm-hmm. And allow the child to read to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can, I mean, to our parents who don't know how to read, before you know, you are even learning how to read with a child.
Yeah.
Please, let's do that. They are watching how you speak.
Mannerisms.
Thank you. And they are watching how you respond to failure.
Mm-hmm.
How you handle your responsibilities. So parents, you cannot demand discipline. You don't demonstrate.
Mm-hmm.
Children don't become what we say. They become what we show them consistently. And the last one is a system of expectation, and we are done. We have barely 5 minutes to go. But even our children,
mm-hmm.
the amazing thing is they stretch towards what we expect from them.
Yeah.
Low expectations whispered gently still limit growth. High expectations spoken calmly. The key word is spoken calmly. You know, you have to pass this exams. Look at your friend. Please don't make that mistake.
Yeah, it's a big
plan. Don't make that mistake.
That comparison crisis.
Don't make that mistake. If you talk to them calmly, you know, I know you can do this thing. If this is not working, you read for this, it doesn't work. Why don't you? There are different learning techniques or studying techniques. You can choose the common or, one of the very effective ones. Let your child study for like 30 to 45 minutes.
Yeah,
let them stop.
Yeah.
And then they take a break.
You know, on that, sorry.
Oh, you can't come in.
On that score, you see, this issue of learning, it has to be really discussed well.
We will discuss in schools. As well.
Schools, very good. You know, when this year I've been a student this year, largely, you know, number of
you
courses
mentioned it,
and all
a lot of schooling for
and
you.
And there are some lectures that, you know, I watched some neuroscientists and all that on some other issues, and you know, now a science-based, fully researched and established that you can't go beyond a certain, scientists, they say 1.5 hours, even for adults, 1.5 hours, you should take a break. Even for normal work.
45 minutes.
Even for work and all that. You see, so that long thing, so you have people doing the BEC, doing WASI, they are doing 7 hours classes, like just cramming, like, is it so? Is it, approach to learning has been done the wrong way.
Maybe another time we can talk about it.
But when it's done in that flexible, you relax the brain.
There are lots of flexible ways.
You realize absorption is high, retention is high.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
We have a lot of things.
A lot of
things. And then to listeners, God willing. The next year we'll be hearing a lot. We are going to do a joint program aside podcast aside this one, where parenting issues are a whole lot.
So if you're able to get the parents, our children, the transformation we need in our children and what God wants to do with our children will work. So on that note, I think I'll bring my I'll bring my talk to a close, but I want to end with this. Let me say this with love and clarity. You don't need to be a perfect parent to raise a thriving child. You need to be intentional. The key word is intentionality. Number one, intentional this one I'm going to give there. I'm just going to give
the point.
Next week, God willing, I'll go into details on this particular aspect and what intentional parents do. Intentional parents design their homes on purpose. They correct without destroying. They guide without controlling. They train before crisis appears. And the good news, it is never too late to reset your home. Parents listening.
A reset button.
Thank you. It is never too late to reset.
You have to press it and reset.
Yes. So parents listening tonight, wherever you are, I just want you to take a deep breath. And that's one of the key things, counseling, coping strategies you've been giving. Just take a deep breath. You can do it with me. Now say quietly, I choose intentional parenting. I just want to speak over homes tonight, Brother Evan, as I end. I speak over homes tonight. I speak that clarity replaces chaos. I speak that structure replaces confusion. I speak that confidence replaces fear. And discipline replaces order. God bless us all.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
This is
LP Henrietta. Thank you for allowing me into your homes tonight. Remember, you don't raise children by love alone. You raise them by love, by structure, and by intentional systems. We'll meet again next week, God willing.
Thank you. This is recorded, uploaded to the spiritissues.info and then to the Telegram group. She will send me the affirmations and the prayers. So those on my broadcast list, I'll share it. But then if you're not on my broadcast list, you can send like a message to my WhatsApp 0244 638757.
0244-638-757.
Talk about the WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that you can
invite people to parents. If you're listening, we have the Parent Child Connect community also. If you want to join, just send hi to 0507-993-415. It's a free to join Parent Child Connect community WhatsApp platform.
Yeah.
0507-993-415. Send hi to that number, and then you're good to go. Thank you. God bless you.
All right. So for mine, 0244-638-757, and I'll share whatever she says with what we discussed. Yes. Yeah, the affirmations and the prayer and all that. All right. So thank you for tuning in. This is Eben, and the program is Issues of Life. Station is Spirit 88.3 FM. Godly, next week we'll be having our last edition for the year, and I believe this latter part of the year editions are very important for parents, because these are things that can change the destinies of your children, because there's war going on, and it's either we win or we lose, but we are going to win in Jesus' name. Good night, and God bless you.